This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My beloved brothers and sisters, reconnecting with revelation would help us achieve comfort within the heart. It would calm us. It would give us the contentment that we deserve as believers. Allah Almighty has not promised to give you everything on earth, but He does say that while I'm testing you, if you have belief and if you have connected and reconnected with revelation, with what I have revealed, then indeed you will be content. You will go through the challenges of life with much greater ease than if you don't have that. So the gift of Allah Almighty being revelation is something we need to reconnect with, and we need to continue reminding ourselves that reading the Quran, which is the primary gift that we have, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding it, putting it into practice, and there we would find it leads to what is known as the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may peace be upon him. It would lead to the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And by following that, we would definitely achieve the success of this world and the next. So in life, we have hardship. Sometimes people say things about us that are not true. Sometimes we have accusations leveled against us. Sometimes we have statements that are hurtful. Sometimes we are desperate that our loved ones see the light that we have seen. Sometimes we would love for our family members to be rightly guided if they are not guided. And in the interim, we are hurt. This hurt is mostly connected to others and other people, what they say to us and what they do to us. So Allah Almighty has blessed us by reminding us in Revelation, and I'm going to read from Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 97, where Allah Almighty says to us, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. And indeed we know, it was directed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, but the lesson is for all of us. We know that your chest is being tightened because of what they are saying. What were they saying? They had the worst of accusations against Muhammad, peace be upon him. So Allah is saying, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that your chest is being tightened by what they are saying. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. How should you deal with it? Well, if I go back to Revelation, I will be told how to deal with it. When people accuse you and they say things, yes, you may try to clarify your name, but sometimes it's not going to be easy. Allah Almighty says, while you're dealing with it in a beautiful way, you need to remember to declare the praise of Allah. Declare the praise of your Lord and be found in prostration very often. And worship your Lord until death overtakes you. That's an amazing teaching. That will definitely bring about comfort. When something nasty happens, tell yourself it could have been worse. When something disastrous occurs, nothing would have changed that because it was in your destiny. But revelation will help you deal with it. What do you do? Declare the greatness of Allah. The other day, a pen broke. And I said, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. I'm not going to get upset that my pen broke. You know, it broke in two pieces. It fell. And it was an expensive one. And subhanallah, I thought to myself, well, my finger's not broken. My toes are not broken. My legs are not broken. So surely if I quickly thought of that, because I know this could have been worse, it would move me to say, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Whereas a person who is not guided by revelation would get angry and upset and start screaming and yelling. Do you know how much this pen costs? Do you know what exactly you've done? Or do you know what has happened? And so on. Unlike a believer who takes it in his stride. What should you say? Alhamdulillah. Declare the praise of Allah. People say nasty things about you. Guess what? They are answerable to Allah. If a person calls you a bad name, it doesn't make you a bad person. It's them who are thinking bad. So who needs the help? It's them who need the help. Perhaps pray for them. Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to clarify things. You should, in a beautiful way. You should try to guide them in a beautiful way. But sometimes you need to know, if Allah has not written that guidance for them, they won't be guided. And sometimes it might even make matters worse. So in the interim, don't forget to declare the praise of Allah always. Declare the praise of Allah Almighty. And always find yourself in prostration. That means your 5 daily prayers plus other voluntary prayers. You have a problem. Turn to prayer. Turn to salah. Offer 2 units of prayer. Find yourself in prostration and take your time. And you will see how the Almighty will fling open your doors. And Allah says, continue to worship Allah until the day death overtakes you. Or until death overtakes you. So it's amazing how Allah is guiding us, telling us these challenges will continue. He didn't say they will be eradicated. He didn't say they're going to stop. People will say nasty things about you and I up to the last day. But Allah is guiding us through revelation to say, connect with us. Understand our plan. And that's how it should be. And this is why, just before that, in one of the verses, Allah Almighty in Surah Al-Hijr, before this verse, says, "Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in." We are sufficient for you against those who are mocking at you. Those who scoff, those who make a joke, those who want to try to make a mockery, although they won't be able to. But we are sufficient for you. Don't you believe that we are sufficient? We are in control. We created you in the first place. And we are sufficient. And this is why the beautiful words, "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil." Allah is enough for us and He is the best disposer of our affairs. That supplication is very powerful. When something happens to you that is negative, something dramatic, something big, learn to say, "Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil." Allah is sufficient for me or for us. And He is the best disposer of our affairs. My brothers, my sisters, reconnecting with revelation will guide us to relying on Allah Almighty and understanding that we shouldn't allow the statements of people to make us so sad when we know we are not what they're saying. Rather, turn to the Almighty who knows the real you. Turn to the Almighty who knows the real you. Continue to worship Him, continue to declare His praise, continue to find yourself in prostration, and don't give up. That's a beautiful teaching. And I think many people are struggling across the globe because of what others think of them or what they've done. If what you've done is within the obedience of Allah, acceptable by Allah, don't worry what everyone else says or thinks. They are not going to worry about what you think when they need to do something. And you are worried about what they think when you need to do something. That's not correct. We should be concerned about what Allah thinks. Or how will Allah take this? I'm about to do something. What is the ruling when it comes to revelation? So remember, rather than worrying about people, worry about Allah. And that's why Allah says, declare the praise, our praise. Worship us, don't worry about mankind. Reconnect with us, reconnect with revelation. A beautiful teaching is just reciting the verses of the Quran. That would calm you down. That would bring about so much of contentment. Reconnecting through recitation is something that is unmatched. For every letter that you read, you're achieving 10 rewards, let alone the calmness and the comfort that you achieve as a result. So this is why I encourage you during these beautiful days to set aside a time to recite melodiously the beautiful words of the Quran. Try your best to correct the recitation. Try to read it with an audible voice, with beautiful melody, solely for the sake of Allah, and see what it does to your heart, your soul, your very existence. The words of Allah are so soothing that even if you were just to listen to them, they would change your life. May Allah bless us all. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyatadhakkaru.